There's a lot of news stories out there. Some of them are really weird. And every Thursday at 6:40, we have a feature with Stuntman Sam.
Through the years, there have been some highly respected newscasters. Cronkite, Rather, Mansbridge. Now it's time for Stuntman Sam to take a crack at it and give you news. No one else would use.
Wow, I'm in pretty good company.
Yeah, not bad.
The last thing Mihai Dansu remembers is being in a pub in Romania, betting with his friends that he could find a job. The next thing he knows, he's woken up in a courtyard of central London, completely covered in bruises and confused as to why everyone around him is speaking English. Mihai is believed to have survived the most epic hangover in modern history. So now that he's lucky to be alive, I can say this. Dude, I want to party with you. You're looking for a job? Why don't you become an international party sidekick? People will literally fly you around the world just to get a taste of what you endured.
It's your dream.
When I get inebriated, I can't make it anywhere between a 2-mile radius, let alone 1,500 miles. Most people go a lifetime searching for the adventure that this guy attained in one night. I just hope that they make the next, like, Hangover movie installment based on this guy, because he's legendary. Anyways, let this be a lesson in case you're planning a night out. Always, always bring your passport. Because you never know.
Good advice.
You may have seen this recent photo of Donald Trump's motorcade winding down the road as a woman on her bike flipped him the bird.
Yep.
Did you know that she was actually fired from her job
because
the company did not want to be associated with her? She just had the common sense to do what millions of people would have gladly paid to have the opportunity to do. Yeah. Trump gets away with spending hundreds of millions of dollars on Secret Service golf and blah, blah, blah at the expense of the average hardworking American. And they're just in turn expected to display acquiescence. Screw that. Flipping the bird is our God-given right to stick it to whoever deserves it. Like when I get flipped off for cutting people off in traffic, I don't get upset. I accept it because you know what? I deserved it. So I hope this company, this biker sues the company and then gives them the finger in court after she wins. The RCMP arrested 5 suspects on kidnapping charges after 2 cars collided in Edmonton the other day. What do the suspects have in common? They were all naked when they were taken into custody.
Oh, God.
They weren't caught in the act, though. They were just naked riding in a car.
Just for the fun of it?
I don't know. I can't think of one, like, non-sexual reason why more than one person would be in a car moving completely nude. I don't know. Maybe they were out of clothes and they were on their way to the dry cleaners. It was like an emergency situation.
Yeah,
maybe they were trying to set a world record for the most amount of naked people in a car.
Nope.
I don't know. But, like, this is Edmonton. It's snowing there. It's really, really cold. But there is one thing I'm certain of. This would make for a fantastic commercial for heated seats. Can't you already see that?
That's true.
It's too bad they're in jail because the casting would have been pretty easy on that one.
All right, there you go. The Beat 92.5.